This recording, Dominica 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Get Secure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who has been working daily at an old zoo in a desert district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implies that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising. But normally, you could only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Coma Coma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the ghost lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her effort was not fertile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis almost immediately. She remembered an effective treatment that requires a measure out of lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I cannot imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So it was a story about Sarah that I thought was very interesting. I did mostly all my careers on ships. I started with this company in 1995. And then from there, I make my way up. And then I went to Costa Rica to make a living. I have a family in Costa Rica. I live in Costa Rica now for 7 years. And it's a beautiful place to be, Costa Rica. Very beautiful. Whoever gets a chance to go to Costa Rica should do it, because it's a beautiful place. It's worth seeing. And I love it there. And I have no intention of leaving right now to go anywhere else. So Costa Rica is very beautiful. I love it. Bonjour. Comment ça va? Ça qu'a fait? Vous êtes bien? Mais oui.